各位来宾弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Welcome all visitors and also brothers and sisters tonight. May peace be with you.
今天晚上要跟大家来谈到人生的入门。
And tonight, what the topic for tonight is going to be this life, this door of life.
或许我们有许多人已经可以说是经历了人生的大半辈子了。
And for many of us, we might have entered and has already completed half of our life already.
在事业上呢，也应该有相当的成就。
And in our status in our business world might be very successful as well.
人生的经验呢，都非常的丰富。
And we're full of experiences in this lifetime.
或许我们想，难道还有什么人生的入门我们不知道呢？
When we think to ourselves, there's any other entrances in this life that we do not know of.
今天我要谈到人生有两个层次。
Tonight I'm going to talk about two different levels of life.
一个层次是从肉体来看。
The first level is from, we've looked at it from our physical body.
有一句话说，出生入死。
There's a saying that once we're born into this world, we enter into death.
这个是从肉体来看的。
This is from the perspective of our human body.
人一出生之后，就往死亡的道路在奔跑。
Once man is born, they're on the path leading to death.
在这个过程当中，有生老病死。
And during this process, there's life, and then there's aging, there's sickness, and then death.
当一个人懂事以后，就必须要面对生活当中很多很多的问题。
Once a man can understand about life, then they have to face the difficulties of life.
所以我们昨天也提到人生的三大难题。
Therefore, last night we talked about the three problems in life.
罪的问题。
The problem of sin.
迷信的问题。
And also the problem of misbelief. And also of tribulation.
不断地在困扰着我们的生活。
And all these things are bringing problems in our life.
所以很多人没办法去掌握明天将会发生什么事。
Therefore, many people cannot grab hold of and understand what will happen tomorrow.
人的年纪越来越大的时候，
As men start to age,
就感受到年老的威胁。
Then they start to face this problem of aging and getting old.
年纪大了以后身体的器官就慢慢的衰败。
And once you become old, then your body starts to fail on you.
不可能说会变得更好。
You cannot get better as you get older.
即使现在医学那么发达，
No matter how well and how advanced the medical is in this world,
没有办法叫任何一个老人能够返老还童。
You cannot let any old person become young again.
所以人一到老年的时候，
Therefore, as men reach an age of,
真的是觉得很无奈的一件事情。
When they get old, it's indeed something that
they
cannot
do about.
Either they cannot move around easily,
眼睛也昏花了，
and their eyes cannot see clearly, and then their ears cannot hear well.
那么接着呢，就是我们谈到这个病的问题。
The next is sickness.
人要遇到什么样的疾病，很难预料。
And what kind of sickness men will face and encounter, it's hard to say.
一个平常经常在运动、保持健康的人，
a man who often exercises every day.
刚不久才健康检查，什么都非常的正常。
Not long ago, he just went through a whole body checkup, and everything seems fine.
不到两个月，突然竟然说有肺癌了。
And 2 months later, they say he has lung cancer.
两个月前什么征兆都没有。
And 2 months before, there was no signs of this illness.
两个月后说肺癌了。
2 months later, he had lung cancer.
不到三个月就死亡了。
And within 3 months, he died.
所以很多人面对这种的疾病，
Therefore, as man faces all these kinds of sickness,
心中真的是充满着恐慌。
And indeed, they're very afraid and frightened.
我如何胜过这个疾病呢？
How can they overcome this sickness?
能够免去死亡呢？
Now, what can they do to not lead themselves into death?
所以在这个时代那健康食品可以说是销路最非常好。
And therefore, in this world, what sells the most well is tablets and also nutrition.
因为大家希望能够有一个健康的身体。
And these vitamins is what we want to make our bodies healthy.
但是到最后还是要面临死亡。
But in the end, we still all have to face death.
死是没有人能啊曾经经验过的。
Death is something that we all have not encountered yet. 哎，
那么也没有人能够代替我们去死。
And there's no one who can substitute us to go through this.
所以人到最后一定要死亡。
Therefore, when man is at the end of their life, they must go through death.
但是假如不知道死了以后去哪里啊？
Because they are afraid because they don't know where to go after they die.
你看这是何等的令人感到恐慌。
Indeed, this is something that is very frightening.
啊，但是一般的人呐，啊，大概都不知道死了要往哪里去。
For most people, they don't know where they will go after they die.
所以大多数的人只知道生啊，出生就是入死。
Therefore, most people, all they know is once you're born into this world, you're living on this path that leads to death. 人若是
单单了解这件事情，
if man only understands this,
实在是非常可悲的一件事。
This is indeed a pity.
但是从灵性的层面来看，
from the perspective of spirituality,
却带给我们非常大的希望。
There's a great hope for us.
也就是圣经所告诉我们的，
which is what the Bible told us.
我们可以出死入生。
We can come out of death and into life.
我们人的这个灵性啊，可以脱离死亡。
Our spirituality can lead away from death.
可能可以抓住永生。
And we can grab hold of the salvation.
尽管一样的会生老病死。
And even though we will die in this world.
但是活得非常有盼望。
But we'll live a life of hope.
要如何出死入生呢？
What can we do to come out of death and into life?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
人不但肉体要死，
not only the body, physical body of man will die,
也要死。
Spirituality, they will die away as well.
是因为罪的关系。
That is because of sin.
但是我们都要这个出死啊，就离开死亡的话呢？
And for us to lead our way out of death.
虽然肉体会死，但是灵性永远活着。
Even though our physical body will die, but our spirituality, our spirit will live on.
就是要除去这个罪恶。
And what we need to do is to take away the sin in us.
那么昨天我们也说过。
Last night we also talked about
靠着主耶稣的宝血
and through the holy blood of Lord Jesus Christ 能够来
洗净我们的罪
it can wash away our sins
哎，那么我们就能够脱离死亡
and then we can go astray and go away from death
灵性脱离死亡
and spiritually we cannot
我们就能够抓住永生的盼望
and we can grab hold of this hope of salvation
这叫做出死入生
And this is what is called as coming out of death and into life.
今天很多信耶稣的人啊,
Today, there's many people who believe in Jesus.
就是期待这件事情。
This is what they hope for.
能够找到永生。
To receive this salvation.
这才是真正的人生啊。
And this is the true life.
所以我今天谈说要找到人生的入门。
Therefore, I would like to tell you about the life of the entrance in our life.
能够让我们脱离死亡这条路。
Which is will lead us away from death.
或许很多信耶稣的人这么想
，and maybe many Christians would think this way.
我已经信耶稣了
，I already believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
难道我还没有找到人生的入门吗
？How can you say I've not found this entrance to life？
事实上，今天信耶稣的人是相当的多
，and in this world there are many people who are Christians.
但是这个真正人生的入门呢，并没有找到。
But they have not found this true entrance to life.
那么这怎么说呢？
Then what can you say about this?
因为他们对人生的入门呢，有了误解了。
Because they have some misconceptions and misunderstandings about this entrance.
要进入这个永生啊。
To receive the salvation.
大家都知道，要透过耶稣的宝血来洁净。
We all know that it has to be through the blood of Jesus to cleanse us.
才能够进入这真正的这个永生的门。
And only then we can enter into this entrance of life.
我最近呢、啊。跟一位牧师啊谈到这件事情。
And I have discussed with a pastor about this.
我们要真正找到这个永生的门路。
For us to actually find this entrance of life.
第一个步骤是什么
？What is the first step?
他跟我讲说悔改。
He said repent.
悔改就得救了。
Once you repent, you'll receive salvation.
我跟他讲，悔改还不够。
I told him repent is not enough.
一定要接受这个合乎圣经的洗礼。
You must have a baptism that's according to the Bible.、
我就翻圣经给他看。
And then, therefore, I turned to the Bible for him to see.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传第十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
第一节这个地方说到保罗来到了以弗所的地方。
In verse 1, there it tells us Paul was in Ephesus.
第二节呢
？In the second verse.
就问那些信耶稣的人。
And he asked those people who believe in the Lord.
你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
Yes, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
他们说回答说没有啊，也没有听过有圣灵赐下来。
They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit."
保罗就知道他们的问题在哪里啊。
And therefore, Paul knew where the question was.
第三节保罗就说，这样你们受的是什么洗呢？
And verse 3, Paul then said, "What is the baptism did you receive?"
他们说是约翰的洗。
They said John's baptism.
保罗说约翰所行的是悔改的洗。
Paul said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance.
就告诉百姓，当信那在他以后要来的，就是耶稣。
And he told the people to believe in the one that's coming after him, that is Jesus.
第五节，他们听见这话以后，就奉耶稣的名受洗了。
Verse 5, on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord
Jesus. 然后圣灵就临到他们了。
And then the Holy Spirit came on.
所以这里讲得非常的清楚。
And therefore, here it records very clearly.
悔改还不够。
Repentance is not enough.
一定要奉耶稣的名来施洗。
You have to be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是非常重要的。
This is something very crucial.
所以现在有很多信耶稣的人了。
And therefore, there are many people who believe in Lord Jesus.
他们受了错误的教导。
They have been misled.
他们以为悔改罪就赦免了。
They think that once they repent, that their sins are washed away.
但是圣经告诉我们很清楚。
But the Bible clearly tells us.
不是这样的。
This is not so.
我们要奉耶稣的名受洗。
We have to baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个洗礼的果效呢？
Then what are the effects of baptism?
在使徒行传第二十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 22.
十六节。
Verse 16.
这里说，现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。这个地方就告诉我们。
And verse 16, there it tells us.
这里说要求告耶稣的名。
We have to call on His name.
要受洗才能够洗去人的罪。
And we have to be baptized to wash away our sins.
所以说，不重视这个洗礼啊。
And therefore, those who do not emphasize on this baptism,
这个是罪不能得到赦免。
Then their sins cannot be washed away.
还是仍然在死亡的当中呢。
They're still within death.
这实在是非常的遗憾。
This is something of a great pity.
是知道耶稣是救主的。
They've already know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior.
不知道怎么进入耶稣的恩典。
But they do not understand how to go into the salvation of the Lord.
赎罪的恩典。
And this blessing of being able to wash away the sin.
所以他信耶稣却是在这个恩典的门外。
And even though they believe in the Lord, they're outside entrance.
另外还有一种人呢。
And there's another kind of people.
他们知道现在有好多个宗教。
They know that there are many different religious denominations.
他们知道有一位神就是创造宇宙万物的神。
They know that there is one God that created the whole universe.
所以他们知道应该拜这位真神啊。
And they know that they should worship that God.
可是，若是不认识耶稣。
But if they do not know about Jesus.
还是找不到这位真神。
They still cannot find that true God.
在使徒行传第八章。
In Acts chapter 8.
那里记载一个埃提阿伯的太监。
There record there's an Enoch of Ethiopia.
他非常的虔诚啊。
And he had a very zealous heart.
从埃提阿伯那个地方坐马车一直坐到耶路撒冷的地方。
And he came from Ethiopia and he all the way to Jerusalem.
当时的马路可能也不跟我们现在一样那么发达。
The roads back then was not probably as well as today.
要花几个星期才到耶路撒冷。
You probably would need to take a couple of weeks for him to reach Jerusalem.
他多么虔诚啊。
And this is how fervent
and faithful he is. 他知道犹太人拜的这位神是创造宇宙万物的神。
Because he knows that the God that the Jewish people worship was the God that created the whole universe.
但是他们不知道这位真神就是耶稣基督。
But they do not know that this Jesus was this Lord that they worship was Lord Jesus Christ.
一个真正追求信仰的人啊。
But a person who really truly pursued in this belief.
主耶稣不会遗漏到他。
Lord Jesus Christ will not neglect them.
当他在马车上看圣经的时候。
While he was in his chariot
reading the Bible. 主就感动这个腓力啊，走到他的马车旁边。
And he touched.And Philip to come beside his carriage.
然后问他说：“你所读的，你懂吗？”
And he asked him, do you understand what you read?
怎么那么凑巧？
Then, is this a coincidence?
他所读的那段圣经刚好就是现在我们以赛亚书的五十三章。
And it's such a coincidence that that time when he was reading was Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
耶稣受死被钉十字架的这个道理。
It is the teaching of when Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
这个腓力就告诉他。
Then Philip told him this.
有关耶稣的事情。
And he told him about Jesus.
他听懂了以后啊。
And once he understood.
就知道了。
And he knew.
要得到主的恩典。
To receive the salvation of the Lord.
一定要受洗。
You must go through baptism.
所以在《使徒行传》第八章。
And therefore in Acts chapter 8.
第八章的三十六节。
Chapter 8 verse 36.
说两个人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监就说：“看啊，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”这个太监已经知道了。
And now this Enoch has already understood.
所以要得赦就是要受洗。
To wash our sins away, we need to go through baptism.
有水了。
And there's water.
他就要求这个腓力啊帮他施洗。
And he asked Philip to baptize him.
感谢主，一个虔诚的人啊，得到主耶稣的拣选了。
And thank the grace of the Lord that this person who had a fervent faith and belief,
真的找到永生的门路了，
has truly found this entrance of life.
所以这个是非常重要。
So this is something very important.
现在的人还有一种观念嘛。
And there's another kind of perspective.
他们在找教会。
They're trying to search for this church.
他们在观察这个教会。
And they're observing this church.
听到说这个教会有很多的宣教士啊，跑到非洲，跑到落后的地方去宣教。
And I hear that there are many missionaries when the people from that church goes into Africa and does evangelisms there.
他们流血流汗啊。
And they shed blood and also sweat.
把一身都呼出去。
And they offer them whole selves.
真的听了会让人非常感动啊。
Indeed, this is something that will touch a person.
真的是了不起。
This indeed is something
great. 为了要救别人。
In order to save another.
牺牲了自己。
And they sacrifice themselves.
所以有人就这么说了。
And therefore there are people that say this.
难道这些宣教士不能得救吗？
Then how would these missionaries, these people that go on these missions will not be saved?
难道是错的吗？
Is what they preach wrong?
要不然的话他们怎么能够这样子付出他一切呢？
Then why would they be able to sacrifice all that they have?
假如用这样推理啊，就不对了。
When you think of it in this manner, then that's not correct.
我们要看圣经怎么说。
We need to see what the Bible tells us.
请看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书的第二章二十三节。
Verse 23.
这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用诗意崇拜自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。这里特别告诉我们一件事情。
Here it clearly emphasizes and tells us this one thing.
有人呢、用个人的意思来敬拜神。
And there's people that's worship the Lord in their own, in the way that they want to.
他们也表示他们很谦卑。
And they show that they're very humble.
苦待己身。
And their harsh treatment of their body.
克制肉体的情欲啊。
And they restrain for sensual indulgence.
你看，天主教的神父修女。
You see all the Catholic, popes and also nuns.
他们自我要求非常严格。
They have a very high standard of which they ask of themselves.
完全顺服教会的意思。
They totally are obedient to the church.
他们奉献出他们所有的财产。
They offer whatever they have.
那他们呢？终身不嫁不娶。
And for the whole lifetime, they do not have any murmurs.
这种精神真的是了不起啊。
And this kind of strength.And this ability to do this is really good.
这个就是他们真的是刻苦己身了啊。
This is indeed, this is, they're able to go through this suffering.
可是他们拜神的方法对吗？
But the way that they worship the Lord, is it correct?
我们可以知道说中世纪的时候啊，那宗教改革。
We understand when there's a revolution in the church.
马丁路德列出了95条的那罪状。
Martin Luther had listed 98 problems of the Catholic Church.
我们现在就可以了解。
And therefore, for now, we can come to understand.
他们就是没有抓住得救的道理。
They did not grab hold of this truth of salvation.
用世人的意思去敬拜神。
And they worship the Lord with their own ways.
结果呢，还是在得救恩典的门外。
And they have been left outside the entrance of life.
圣经告诉我们很清楚。
And therefore the Bible clearly tells us.
在这个第一世纪的时候。
In this first century.
就已经有这样的事情。
And something like this has already happened.
后来的人就是没有警醒这样的事。
And the people that came after them was not alert of the situation.
这个得救永生的门路没有进去。
They have not entered into this salvation, this entrance.
那要怎么样进入这永生的门路呢？
How can we enter into this entrance of salvation?
主耶稣讲得非常的清楚。
Lord Jesus Christ has told us clearly.
哎，当时有一位犹太人的官。
There was a government official, a Jewish government official.
哎，他看到主耶稣所做的、所行的神迹。
And he saw the things and the miracles Lord Jesus Christ had performed.
耶稣所说的话。
And the things that the Lord had Jesus Christ
had said. 他知道这个人啊，不是一般人。
And he knew that Jesus was not like any other.
他是从神那边来的。
And he came from God.
所以他就趁着夜晚来找主耶稣。
Therefore, in the middle of the night, he came to find Jesus.
主耶稣看他那么样的这个敬虔。
And Jesus Christ saw how zealous and willing that he wants to come to believe.
主耶稣就跟他谈到重生的道理。
And Jesus told them about this teaching of salvation.
但是他不了解什么叫重生。
But he did not understand what is salvation.
他就问主耶稣说，我年纪那么大了。
And he told Jesus, I'm very old already.
难道还要从我妈妈的肚子再生一次吗？
Do I have to be born and rebirth again out of my mother's womb?
主耶稣说不是这样子。
And Jesus said, no, it's not like that.
所以主耶稣就告诉他了。
And Jesus told him this.
你看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。这里讲得很清楚。
Here it tells us very clearly.
我们为什么要进神的国？
Why do we need to enter into the kingdom of God?
在灵界里头只有两个国度。
In the spiritual realm, there's only two kingdoms.
一个是恶者的国度，魔鬼的国度。
There is the kingdom of the evil one.
一个是神的国度。
And there's the kingdom of God.
所以我们在这个恶者的国度里面。
And when we're in this kingdom of the evil one.
我们受尽的苦楚。
There's all the hardships that we must
go through. 所以我们今天已经知道这个得救的门路。
And today, now that we know about this salvation,
我们要进神的国。
We want to enter in this kingdom of heaven.
这里告诉我们。
And there it tells us.
一定要从水和圣灵生。
We need to be born of water and the Spirit.
从水和圣灵生的意义是什么呢？
Then what is the meaning of being born of water and the Spirit?
刚刚已经说过。
We just talked about this.
就是借着这个洗礼啊。
And that is through baptism.
让人的罪得到赦免。
So that our sins may be washed away.
所以在这个使徒行传第二章。
And therefore in Acts chapter 2.
这个是彼得很慎重地告诉当时的犹太人。
And this is what Peter told the Jewish people at that time.
虽然你们是敬拜天上的神。
Even though you do worship the God in heaven.
但是不是因为这样你们就可以得救。
But not only because of this that you will receive salvation.
要怎么样才能够得救呢?
What do you need to do to receive the salvation?
第二章38节。
Chapter 2 verse 38.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改。奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。这里特别强调奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Here again, it greatly emphasizes on we must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后罪就得到赦免。
And then we'll receive forgiveness of our sins.
这就是人生的入门呐。
This is the entrance of our life.
这才是真正我们人生的开始啊。
This is only the beginning of our life.
这个人生是让我们得到真正的永生。
And this life will give us eternal life.
很可惜，有一些人读圣经啊，最怕是什么？断章取义。
And there are people who only take parts of the Bible verses and interpret them.
我常常跟其他教派的朋友啊谈这个问题。
I often talk to my friends who are in other religious denominations.
他们常常会引用一节经文啊来说洗礼不重要。
They'll usually use one verse to say how baptism is not important.
他们是引用罗马书第十章。
They would take the verse from the book of Romans chapter 10.
第十章第十节。
Chapter 10 verse 10.
第十章第十节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 10.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救了。 这里告诉我们说口里承认就可以得救。
Here it tells us what your mouth confess and then you are saved.
承认什么呢？
Then what do you have to confess?
第九节说是口里认耶稣为主。
And in verse 9 it says that we must confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord.
心里要相信神是叫他从死里复活就一定得救。
And we must believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved.
这个信神叫他从死里复活的意义是什么呢？
Then what is the meaning of believing that he was raised from the dead?
也就是说第十节所说的心里相信要相信什么呢？
Then it's just what verse 10 has said, what our hearts need to believe in.
要承认什么呢？
Then what we need to admit.
这个就很重要。
This is what's very important.
不是嘴巴说啊，我相信耶稣的，我就得救了。
We should not just say with our mouth that, oh, I believe in the Lord and I will be saved.
保罗讲到这个地方。
Paul here, he talks about this.
就是听的人已经知道前面他所讲的是什么。
The hearer has already understood about what the person who said this has said previously.
罗马书啊，第六章。
Which is recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第六章的第三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
难道不知道我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。那第六节
Verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人跟他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝了，就叫我们不再做罪的奴仆了。这段圣经讲得很清楚。
And these few verses tells us clearly.
耶稣的死跟我们有什么关系？
What does the death of Jesus have to do with us?
因为借着洗礼，使我们在他死的形状上跟他联合了。
It's only through baptism that we become like him, unite with him, like his death.
所以我们洗礼的时候是在大水里面。
And therefore, when we get baptized, we're in the flowing water.
面向下。
And we face down.
这个就是主耶稣在十字架上死的形状。
And this is the way the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross.
然后受洗以后呢
？And after you get baptized.
这里是说，我们就在他的复活上面呢，就与他联合了。
And after we get baptized.We're just like him when we resurrect.
然后我们的罪身就灭绝了。
And then our sins, body of sins, will be done with.
不再是一个罪人了。
And we no longer become sinners.
所以第十章那里所讲的相信。
And therefore in verse 10, where it talked about our belief.
就是讲，要紧的就是他在第六章所说的道理。
And this has to do with what chapter 6 talked about.
所以这个读圣经啊，我们不能够抓一节来，就这样来相信它。
Therefore, when we read the Bible, we cannot just take one verse and to only believe in that one verse.
另外还有一个重点。
And there's another important point.
这样的洗礼真的能够赦罪吗？
Can this baptism really save us and wash away our sins?
在一样一书啊，第五章这样讲。
In 1 John chapter 5,
请看约翰一书的第五章。
First John, let's turn to First John.
在这个启示录的那个前面呢，最后启示录那个前面。
It's before the book of Revelation.
第五章，请看第八节。
First John chapter 5.
从第六节里头提到有关于这洗礼的事情。
And chapter 8, and we start from verse 6. There talked about baptism.
信耶稣。是神的儿子呢，我们怎么能够 得到他的这恩典？是借着水跟血来的。第六节是说借着水跟血来的。
And verse 6 emphasized that we came by water and blood.
不单单用水，还要用血。
And not only we need to use water, but also by His blood.
主耶稣离我们现在已经两千年了。
Jesus Christ has passed us already 2,000 years.
他的血从哪里来？
Where did this blood come from?
第七节。
Verse 7.
圣灵做见证。
The Holy Spirit will testify.
圣灵就是真理。
And what the Spirit testifies is the truth.
第八节说。
Verse 8.
做见证的原来有三。
And it says there's three in agreement.
就是圣灵、水跟血三样都归于一。
And that is the Spirit, the water, and the blood.
这是神的见证。
And this is the testimony
of God. 也就是说我们洗礼的时候啊。
Which means that when we're going through baptism.
这施洗的人一定要有圣灵。
The person who baptized you must have the Holy Spirit.
也就是说我们这个教会一定要有圣灵。
Which means our church has to have this Holy Spirit.
那洗礼在这个流动的活水。
And when we're being baptized, we need to be in flowing water.
很奇妙的，这个洗礼的水竟然有保血的功效。
And miraculously and amazingly, this this water that we're baptized in has the effect of blood.
这怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
很奇妙。
This is something of a miracle.
这就是一种神迹啊。
This is a miracle.
在世界各国，真教会都有这样的神迹。
And in every country in this world, our true church has seen this miracle.
在台湾呢，有一位长老会的一个当老师的一个弟兄。
And in Taiwan, there was a teacher who was in the church.
那他来我们教会慕道。
And he was he came to be a truth seeker in our church.
他听到说，真教会的洗礼啊，有这个宝血啊。
And he heard about that the true church had this of God, the blood of God.
他说水会变成红色的。
And that the water would turn red.
他就去问牧师啊。
And he asked our pastor.
说真耶稣教有这样的情形。
He asked his pastor that there is the situation happening in True Jesus Church.
怎么会这样呢？
And the pastor of Presbyterian Church.
当然外教牧师，但没有经历过这样的事情。
Didn't have not faced this kind of situation.
凭他的推理。
And therefore, what he thought.
有一个可能是什么？
There's only one way.
他们在洗礼的时候啊。
And when they're the True Jesus Church is baptizing people.
一定有人把红药水把它倒下去。
There must be people that pour red ink into the water.
水就会变红了嘛。
And then the water would turn red.
各位想一想，要倒多少红药水才能够变成红色？
But we can think about this. How much red ink we need to pour into this water to change the whole water. Also, the water is flowing.
那这个老师知道说我们教会啊，这信徒尤其他的同事啊，表现非常虔诚，不会说谎的。
But then this teacher understands that this member of the church, what the member tells him, he is not a liar and he truly believes in him.
所以在我们有一次洗礼的时候，他就跟我们去洗礼场，要看我们怎么洗礼。
And therefore, this teacher, during one time, our baptism, he went to see how we baptize people.
他就站在旁边啊，很认真的看。
And therefore, he stood on the side and he watched carefully.
这很奇妙啊。
And this indeed is a miracle.
大家祷告完以后，
after people prayed,
要开始洗礼了。
And they began baptizing people.
第一个一下去的时候，
after the first person went into the water,
他眼睁睁的看着，哎，水开始变成红色。
He saw with his own eyes that the water turned red.
看传道人手上是拿着一条毛巾。
And he saw that the preacher had a towel in his
hand. 旁边也没有人去倒什么红药水。
And there's no people on the side of the water pouring in red ink.
真正的看。
And he saw with his own eyes.
真的水变成红色了。
Indeed, that the water turned red.
那一次洗礼十八个人啊。
At that time, there were 18 people being baptized.
洗礼完了以后。
After people were finished being baptized.People prayed again.
结果水就恢复原来颜色。
And then when he saw that the water had turned back into its
original color, 他是眼睛睁着
看。He saw what with his own eyes.
这是神给他看的意象啊。
This is a vision that God had permitted him to see.
有其他人没有看到啊。
Other people could not see this.
所以这样的见证啊，各地都有。
So this kind of testimony happened many different places in the world.
所以这里告诉我们这样一件事情。
And therefore here it tells us.
第九节说啊。
Verse 9.
我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了。这里特别谈到神的见证就是血水圣灵的见证。
Here it tells us that the testimony of God is a baptism of the Holy Spirit water and then also the water.
中文这个小字里都写是
and blood.
这个是大的，就是神的见证是大的。
Here says the testimony of God is great.
所以这个是非常重要。
This is something very important.
只有真教会才有这样的这个神迹。
Only the true church has miracles like this.
有一次我到印尼去。
One time when I went to Indonesia,
一个牧师啊，就带着大概二十几个他们的信徒啊，来跟我们见面。
Pastor from another 我们教会吗？
来我们教会跟我们见面。
pastor from another church brought about 20 of their members to came to see us.
他们是为了求，也是一样的求道理的，追求道理的。
And they came to in search of the truth.
刚开始我就先来介绍什么叫真教会。
In the beginning, I told them, introduced to them, what is the true church.
我说真教会要有三个条件。
I said the true church has to have three criteria.
要有真理，有圣灵，有神迹。
It has to have the truth, and then has to have the Holy Spirit, and also it has to have miracles.
我讲完道理以后，我们就一起祷告。
And after I told them this, and I give a short sermon, we pray together.
他们祷告也有灵言啊。
I realized that when they prayed, they had the Holy Spirit as well.
那我在跟牧师谈的时候。
And when I talked to their pastor,
牧师就告诉我。
The pastor told me this.
你刚刚说的那三个条件，我们都有。
The three criteria that you just mentioned, we have as well.
我们有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
神迹，我昨天刚行了一个神迹。
And about miracle, I just performed a miracle yesterday.
我们也是传真理。
And we do teach and preach the truth.
不过，他就针对这节那个约翰一书这节经文来跟我讲。
But then he emphasized on this Bible verse in 1 John chapter 5.
你说水变成血，这个我们从来没听过。
But water turning into blood, we've never seen this.
他坦白告诉我，他受洗的时候是在新加坡一个会堂。会堂后面挖个水池在那边洗礼的。
And he admitted to me that when he got baptized, he was baptized in this dug up hole filled with water in the back of their Singapore church.
我也跟他讲，在挖水池洗礼圣经是没有的。
I told him that this kind of baptism was not recorded in the Bible.
这就不合这个真理了。
And it's not according to the truth.
感谢主，这个牧师非常谦卑。
Thank the grace of the Lord that this pastor was very humble. 他也发现
这个重要性。
And he had come to realization this importance.
所以他就邀请我们说，是不是你们传道有空再到我们教会来讲道给我们听？
And he asked us if it's possible that the preacher from our church could go to their church to preach.
现在在这个时代，
right now in this life,
这个恶者魔鬼已知道了，
the evil one, the Satan already knows
圣灵的重要性，
the importance of Holy Spirit.
20 or 30 years ago, 我们真教会这样祷告，这个得圣灵啊。
And when our church, the true church,
was
praying the Holy Spirit, there are many comments made by other churches.
现在很多教会也知道圣灵的重要。
Now these comments had turned into a realization of other churches knowing that it's important.
受圣灵就是要说方言啊。
That they need to know that, have receiving the Holy Spirit, they need to speak in tongues.
魔鬼他也知道了。
Now Satan knows.
他就制造很多的教派也在讲方言。
Therefore, he has created many denominations which they speak in tongues.
这个时候是让我们最困扰的地方。
This is the time, and this is a situation that is
very bothering. 怎么去分辨那个圣灵是从神来的？
How can we differentiate if speaking in tongues is from God or not?
因为对圣灵的事情是不能够随便批评。
Because we cannot easily comment on Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
这个圣经就是我们一个分辨的一个根据。
And the Holy Spirit is the Bible is something that we can help us
differentiate.
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 6.
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵跟妙望的灵。这里谈到灵分作两种。
Here it tells us that.The spirit is divided into two different kinds.
一个是真理的灵。
There's a spirit from the truth.
一个是妙望的灵。
And there's the spirit that does not listen.
真理的灵一定认识真理。
The spirit that belongs to truth will recognize.
妙望的灵是曲解真理。
And the spirit of falsehood is something that is not correct.
哎，所以他们说他们有圣灵。
They may say that they have the Holy Spirit.
不知道。这个洗礼那么重要的洗礼，他们不懂。
But they do not understand this importance of baptism.
那罪没有赦，还是不属耶稣。
Even though they will not belong to the Lord if their sins are not washed away.
有一次我到另外一个那个五旬节教会去。
I went to a Pentecostal church.
这个也跟他们谈道理。
I told them about the truth.
然后我跟他谈到安息日的问题啊。
And we were discussing about the Sabbath day.
我就翻了雅各书第二章啊，告诉那个牧师，这个是很严重的一件事情。
And I turned to James chapter 2, and I told their pastor, this is something very important.
不守安息日是不可以的。
You cannot not obey the holy Sabbath.
第二章的第十节, 雅各书第二章第十节,
James chapter 2 verse 10.
说因为遵守全律法的, 只在一条上跌倒, 他就是犯了重条。 十一节, 原来他说不可奸淫, 不可杀人, 你就是不奸淫, 却杀人, 是, 仍然是成了犯律法的。 你十条你, 守了九条, 一条不守, 也是犯了律法。
And even if you obey 9 of the 10 commandments and you only sin against one, you still have gone against this law.
你不重视安息日等于犯了重条了。
And I told this pastor, if you do not obey the Holy Sabbath, then you have committed a sin.
这位牧师也很坦白跟我讲,
and this pastor had told me truthfully,
我们是不信这雅各书。
We do not believe in the book of James.
我们不接受雅各书。
We will not accept the book of James.
他们是有选择性的。 信这本圣经,
and they have a, they choose what to believe in this Bible.
假如他们灵真的是从神来的,
if their spirit is really from the Lord,
不会有这种选择性的信仰,
they will not choose their belief.
所以从这里我们就可以了解,
therefore from here we can understand this.
这个洗礼有血水还有圣灵做见证,
that the Holy, the baptism has testimony of the blood, the water, and then the Holy, and then the Holy Spirit.
所以我们才能够得到圣,
and only then that we can be saved.
罪得到赦免有什么样的好处呢?
And once our sins are forgiven, what are the benefits of this?
约翰一书的第五章啊, 就告诉我们,
John chapter 5, there it tells us.
约翰一书的第五章,
1 John chapter 5,
14节,
verse 14,
我们若照他的旨意求什么, 他就听从我们, 这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。 这里告诉我们,
here it tells us,
所以我们受洗之后,
after we get baptized,
祷告就产生了功效,
our prayers will, he will listen to our prayer.
因为我们的罪已经除掉了,
because our sin has been removed
from
us.
跟神没有隔绝了,
there is no barrier between us and him.
祷告就发生功效,
and therefore our prayers are very effective.
有位医生的太太,
there was a wife of a doctor.
因为她的孩子啊, 赌博把她的财产赌掉了,
because their children had gambled off everything that they owned.
非常的伤心, 结果失眠了。
And this doctor's wife, because she was in great sorrow, therefore she had insomnia.
一直没办法解决这个问题。
And she could not solve this problem.
后来我们向她见证。
Then we testified to her.
感谢主任谦卑地来接受这个道理。
And thank the grace of the Lord, she humbly came to believe in this truth. After she believed,
她的祷告真的产生功效。
Her prayers became effective.
这个失眠的这个疾病啊, 一扫而光。
And the problem of insomnia was no longer bothering her anymore.
她非常高兴。
She was very delighted.
她把这个恩典再带给已经出嫁的女儿啊, 叫她要来信真教会。
And she also has brought this truth and this belief to her daughter, which has already been married.
证明我们的祷告能够得到神的垂听。
This proves and this testifies that our prayers, God will listen.
第二个好处,
the second benefit,
就是18节所说的,
is what chapter verse 18 tells us.
说我们从神生的必不患罪, 从神生的必保守我们自己, 最后那一句话说, 那恶者就没有办法害他。 这个地方说, 从神生的恶者, 连碰他都不可以碰。
And in verse 18 there it tells us, anyone born of God, the evil one cannot harm him. He will not even get close to us.
我们有一个姐妹, 她做这养猪的生意, 养猪养得很好。
There was a sister whose business was she owned a bunch of pigs.
他们那一样的养猪的一些朋友, 嫉妒他。
And the competitors and the people who were also have pigs, which they use as their business, were very jealous of her.
一些行邪术的, 来想害死他。
And they hired some people who perform black magic to try to kill her.
他怎么知道呢?
How does she know this?
有一天人家跟她讲, 你们信耶稣的什么门口啊, 插了一个稻草人, 小小的稻草人。
And her friend passed by her door and said, you believe in Jesus, but why is there like a miniature straw man stuck in front of your door?
真的有稻草人在她门口。
And when she went out to see, indeed, there was a miniature form of a human form of straw man.
这个邪术很毒啊。
And from normal people, we will understand that this kind of black magic is very devastating. A person will die.
但他们平安无事,
But she was safe and sound.
这就是圣经告诉我们。
This is what the Bible tells us.
我们是神的儿女啊。
We are the children of God.
恶者不能害我们。
The evil one cannot harm us.
所以以前我们是那个拜偶像信仰的人啊，信了主以后根本都不要拜，没有什么啊，这个恶者能够害我们。
And the people who once were idol worshippers, once they stopped worshipping idol and came to worship the Lord, the evil one would not harm them.
除了这个以外啊。
And other than this,
我们将来是要找到这个永生啊。
In the future, receive and we'll find the salvation.
永生要圣灵 做见证啊。
And the salvation that we are going to receive needs to be testified by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经告诉我们。
Therefore, the Bible tells us.
我们信了主以后。
Once we believe in the Lord,
会得到一个非常大的恩典。
We'll receive this great gift.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章38节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
这里提到说我们悔改奉耶稣的名受洗罪得赦以后就领受所赐的圣灵。这里谈到我们一定要领受圣灵。
Here it tells us that we will receive the gift of Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵叫做应许的圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit is the promised Holy Spirit.
在三十九节这样说。
In verse 39, there it tells us.
因为这应许是给你们跟你们的儿女。
Because 39 says the promise is for you and your children.
并一切在远方的人。
And for all who are far off.
就是主我们的神所招来的。
For all whom the Lord our God will call.
这是应许的圣灵。
This is the promise, Holy Spirit.
很可惜，今天主张灵恩的教会。
And it's a pity the churches that believe in Holy Spirit.
他们误解了。
They have misconcept.
他们以为在讲方言是特别的恩赐。
They think that being able to speak in tongue is a special kind of gift.
我们来看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10,
44节
verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。45节
45.
那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒也看到圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇了。46节
46.
因为听见他们说方言，称赞神伟大。这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
当时哥尼流的他们那一家人啊。
The house of Cornelius.
他们受了圣灵。
They received the Holy Spirit.
说有圣灵的恩赐浇在他们身上。
It says that the gift of the Holy Spirit came on them.
怎么知道的？
How did they know this?
因为听到他们说方言。
Because people could hear them say,
他们受圣灵了。
And speak in tongue. Then they know that they have received the Holy Spirit.
可是呢，一般的基督教啊，在信基督教的人啊。
Usually the Christians.
他是抓住这句话。
They grab hold of this verse.
说圣灵的恩赐。
It is the
第四十五节
In verse 45,
说看到圣灵的恩赐也浇灌下来。
That they see that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on them.
这个字眼呢，害了他们了。
It is the word that had misled them.
他说：“你看这些恩赐啊。”
Here says the gift.
那恩赐就表示是不是每个人都可以有的
？And therefore, a gift is not something that everyone will have.
会讲说，你看。难道每个人都会行神迹吗
？And they will tell you and says, can everyone perform miracles?
每个人都会医病吗
？Can everyone heal the sick?
这个是恩赐嘛
？This is a gift.
所以恩赐不是每个人都可以有的。
And therefore, this gift not everyone can have.
所以他们认为说方言是恩赐而已。
So they believe that speaking in tongue is only a gift.
不需要每个人都有。
You don't need to have all of your members speaking in tongues. This is indeed a great mistake.
翻译上的问题了。
Because this is a problem with translation.
在这个希腊原文里头啊。
And the Hebrew in the original text.
恩赐有好多个字眼。
And the word gift has many different meanings.
假如我们有机会可以查考这些字典。
And if we have time, we can go and search.
特别在哥林多前书十二章那里讲的那种种恩赐。
Especially in the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, there it talks about the many different kinds of gifts.
恩赐的字眼就是 charisma.
The meaning of gift is charisma.
那英文一个特殊有才能的人，也是就从这个字延伸出来的。
And then this meaning of charisma in English came from the original Hebrew text.
所以谈到那个特殊恩赐的，一定用这个字。
And therefore, when we talked about special kinds of gifts and abilities, we use that
很奇妙,
word.
谈到受圣灵说方言的这个恩赐呢, 用另外一个字。
But this gift of receiving the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, we will use another word to substitute that. And therefore, this is merely a problem in translation.
所以他们认为说, 啊, 这就是恩赐的圣灵。
Therefore, they say it's a gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们也把我们归纳在说灵恩派。
Therefore, they put us into and they categorize us in the in a way that we believe in spirituality. We do not talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit. We talk about the promise of the Holy Spirit. And this promise of the Lord is that all of us will receive this. Because in the Lord, in the end, will take us up and to receive the salvation.
所以我们真教会的弟兄姐妹,
and therefore, brothers and sisters in the true church, many of us has received the Holy Spirit because this is a promised Holy Spirit. Therefore, today when we enter in this entrance of salvation,
好像我们看到刚刚看到使徒行传19章那里所说的,
it's just like when we read Acts chapter 19, there are records.
受洗对的, 圣灵就临到了。
Once you go through the correct baptism, you will receive this Holy Spirit.
这是非常宝贵的恩典。
This is a great teaching.
所以我们找到这条门路啊,
therefore, today when we have found this entrance,
才是真正的出死入生。
And only then that we will come out of death and into life.
我们来看耶和一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
耶和一书的第三章。
1 John chapter
3. 耶和一书的第三章14节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 14.
我们因为爱弟兄，旧小的事已经出死入生了，没有爱心的仍然是住在死的当中。这里告诉我们出死入生的一个道理。
Here tells us teaching about passing death and into life.
有一个姐妹还没信主以前啊,
there was a sister before she came to believe.
遭遇真的非常可怜。
What she encountered was devastating.
她的丈夫抛弃她。
Her wife had left her.
她的丈夫有外遇啊。
And because there was another person in their marriage.
后来跟外面那个女人发生冲突。
And there was conflict between her and the woman that the husband was seeing.
用瓦斯去爆炸人家的房子啊。
And what the woman did was use gas to blow up other person's house.
被关监牢了。
And went into jail.
那这个姐妹那时候还没信主了。
And this was before the sister came to believe.
哎呀，整个家庭的重担压在她身上。
And the whole family's burden was on her.
孩子晚上睡觉又大哭大吵。
And children at night when they're sleeping, they would cry.
弄得真的是可以说是心灵憔悴啊。
And her heart was very sorrow and weak.
后来我们信徒看到，介绍她来我们教会。
And when our members saw her and what she was facing, we asked her to come to the church.
就她一祷告，马上体验到。
And immediately when she starts to pray, she could experience this. And also that the children could sleep peacefully at night. And she could experience and feel the blessings of the Lord. And then she brought the children to come to be baptized and believe. After a few years, she came to our church and she testified. And she talked about the blessings of the Lord. And no longer she had the burden that she felt. And there was a saying that she said during her testimony. And the neighbors and her friends all told her this, your husband treats you so badly, you could get a divorce with him. And she told her friends this. I already know. I already know why my husband would go through all and make all these mistakes.
因为他没有能力胜过罪。
Because he had no will and no power to overcome these problems.
真的是没有那种的生命力了。
And because he was not able to overcome the sin, he did not have this life in him.
假如他能够认识主耶稣。
And she said, I know that as if he could come to believe,
他就有能力胜过这个罪。
Then he has this power to overcome sin.
所以我已经信主了。
And now I have believe in the Lord. And I have this kind of experience. So therefore, I'm going to accept him. I'm going to bring him to come to church.
真的，她后来她丈夫出监牢了。
Indeed, after his husband left jail,
她带他来认识主耶稣。
She brought him to come to know and learn about Jesus.
这个破碎的家庭啊，能够再重新复合。
And she was able to mend this family that was shattered in pieces.
这叫做出死入生啊。
This is the meaning of coming out of death and leading into life.
这种爱的力量，若不是来自主耶稣的话。
And if this love did not came direct from Lord,
人实在没有这样的爱心。
Men, we as human beings do not have this kind of great love.
所以真正找到这条人生的道路，永生的道路。
Therefore, when we truly find this path and also this path of life,
我们才能够真正的出死入生。
And only then we are able to lead out of death and into life.
所以这是一条非常重要的道路。
And this is a very important path.
所以主耶稣才这样说。
This is why the Lord Jesus Christ said this.
马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的那条那门呢是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人呢也少。这个地方告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
说这个灭亡的路啊，这个门非常宽大。
The road that leads to destruction, the gate is very wide.
它进去的人多了。
And there's many that enter into that gate.
进入永生的门是窄的。
But the gate of salvation is very narrow.
路是小的。
And the path is very small.
就是说，你要真的用心来追求。
Which is the meaning is that we need to carefully to come to pursue.
门虽然窄，路虽然小，但是可以找得到。
And even though the door and the gate is very narrow and small, and the path is very narrow, we can still find it.
鉴察人的心。
The Lord Jesus Christ looks into our hearts.
我们有这样子全心全意的要来找这条门路。
If we have a heart that is willing to come to find this path,
主耶稣会成全帮助我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ will help us and guide and assist us.
所以盼望我们大家要珍惜这条得救的门路。
And I hope that all of us will cherish and grab hold of this road that leads to salvation.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
180首。
180.